packed church waiting on a warm and balmy sunny afternoon, members of the Royal British Legion's Durban branch were inspected by His Grace the Duke of Abercorn and led by the Cowan Memorial Band from Sion Mills. Accompanied by representatives from local schools, the Boys Brigade, Girls Brigade, Scouts and Guides. Fine Gael TD Heather Humphreys, the Minister overseeing the 1916 centenary and the Battle of the Somme commemorations in the Republic, amongst dignitaries invited to the service.
So many young men died on the battlefields of the Somme, and the bullets of war didn't distinguish, as to what religion they were. And so many came from right across the different religions across the whole of Ulster and across the whole of the country, indeed. Remembering in a way like this allows people to look into their history and look into to many family members that they may have forgotten about and didn't realise had to take taking part in the war. And I think that's something that a lot of them were able to do for the first time, was remember the sacrifice that was made, because these men made huge sacrifices.
She was joined by the new Minister for Agriculture, Michelle McIlveen, local councillors, as well as representatives from the Garda Síochána and the PSNI. Once inside the church, hymns were accompanied by the Royal Irish Regiment Silver Band, followed by the Act of Remembrance.
They shall know not all, as we that are left grow old. Age shall not bury them, nor the years condemn. At the going down of the sun, and in the morning, we will remember them.
And a reading from Lieutenant Colonel Hugh Morgan, who told me the importance of commemorations such as this.
A great sacrifice from people all parts of the British Isles, but particularly remember the 36th Ulster Division. And obviously it's a very large expression west of the band of that solemn act of remembrance.
Of course, a huge loss for the 36th Ulster Division.
Indeed. The largest loss of the British Army in history, with 50,000 casualties on the first day of the Somme. And obviously, we remember that day in particular, but it did go on to November with a huge loss of life on both sides. And, in the spirit of now understanding and mutual respect, we remember the similar number of French and German soldiers who also perished on that battlefield.
Derek Donald, chairman of the Royal British Legion's Durban branch, was one of the organisers of the service.
It was very, very emotional too, thinking of all them young lives that went away, especially there. There were 22 names read out, were killed from the local district here on the very first day of the battle. That must have been horrendous for the people living here. I think it's very important to remember those who made the supreme sacrifice years and years ago. We can't never forget them for the sacrifice that they made. What we enjoy today, what they suffered years ago.
His Grace, the Duke of Abercorn, paid tribute to the poignant and moving ceremony.
It was a very special service, a very moving service, a very devout service, and I think it's just very right. The timing was superb. I felt very privileged and honoured to be present.
Whilst those in attendance placed importance on having a local event to remember the local men who died.
It was beautiful. Very interesting, a big importance. My father and all served in the Second World War, so they're all gone now.
The service was great. My father in World War II as well.
My goodness, look at that, for a set of medals. So your father's medals?
That's World War II, RAF. That's my own.
It's nice to keep the memory alive.
That's basically it. My grandfather was in World War I. He was World War I and II.
It was very fitting for what today's event was about, and it was very poignant that we had people there from both sides of the border as well, and because it represents all sides of the community, so nobody turned around and decided, I'm from such and such a church, I'm not going to be there. Everybody was there.